Don't you think that's, like, unfair? See, you get me. I don't know what my parents' problem is. I'm in my second year of uni, but, like, that's not enough, I guess. First, I had to get a job. That sucked. Royal ass. I've told you before, right? Like, I found this place. I was bouncing around job to job. Just trying to find something, but I hated everything. One place, the people straight sucked. So I left there, even though the work was fun. Or I didn't make enough money or whatever. But then, like, one night when I was writing a song, oh, you know, the one I played for you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what? You liked that one. I thought that was shit, but it felt right for the moment when I wrote it. Anyway, yeah, when I was writing it, I broke a string and I was like, just my luck, fuck me, right? So I started checking around online for places to buy new ones, and I found this place. When I came by, they had a sign in the window looking for some extra help, and here we are. You came in on, like, my second or third day. Oh, fuck, getting sidetracked. But yeah, like, my parents were all, you have to move out and find a place. We'll keep putting you through school, but you have to learn how to live alone. And I'm like, fuck what? But I hate fighting with them. It's so much more of a drag than just letting them say whatever. So, I've been trying to find a place. My big sister's been offering me the apartment, located by her shop. Pretty much for free, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, she runs the little flower shop down the block. Yep, that's the one. It's bright for my taste. All the pastels hurt my soul, but, like, she is my sister. I genuinely love her, and her flowers are very pretty. What? I can appreciate a pretty flower. Just because life is dread doesn't mean everything is ugly. Well, I want to move in there because I want to prove I can find a place on my own. Like, she's nice about it, but sometimes I think she's babying me, and I hate that shit. How do you know? She's so not like me. She smiles and she's bright and shit. Like, none of that stuff. I'd rather sit alone in a corner with my notebook and my guitar. So I turned her down. But now, my parents are getting more and more pushy, and I feel kind of backed into a corner. That's why I've been working day in and day out to make as much as I can. And you're weird for showing up day after day. Like, there's no way you actually want to look at this many guitars or keyboards, and you literally haven't bought anything in the months you've been coming in. Gross. You're not coming in to see me. Why are you looking at me like that? Feeling what? No way. Stop, you're joking. That's fucked up if you're joking. Like, I think you're cool as fuck, and if you're joking, that's gonna break my heart. You're totally joking. There's no way you're into me. Don't lie. Don't lie. You actually hate me. I can totally tell. I am not panicking. I fucking wrote you a love song and everything. Poured all my heart and... Why are you hugging me? Why are you so warm? Stop. You're just saying shit. Why would you want me to move in with you? I do need a place, but... You don't just live with someone. It's not that simple. Is it? I don't know. Maybe just until I can figure it out for myself. I really just... It seems fast, I guess. It feels too good to be true, like... There's no sadness, so it feels like bullshit. There's always sadness. Why the fuck did you do that? You're serious? Then kiss me again. If you're serious, come with me to the back room.
Hey, Pops! I'm gonna take my break!
Come on, this way. No, he's not my dad. But everyone calls the old man Pops, and he's really nice. I love working for that guy. We don't have much time, but, like, I want to give you something. Not totally spontaneous, but if we're gonna live together, I, like, want to give you something super important. You like me, right? You hesitated. I knew it. You hate me. Fuck, all I wanted was to give you my virginity. Fuck, I... No, you totally do hate me. What's with you and hugging? No, fuck you. Let go of me. Ugh, you hate me. I know you never said that. I just... Fuck. Fine. I really like you. Like, really. I've never had someone look at me like you do, and it just... I get this warm feeling, and I love it. Ew, gross. Don't say you love me. But if that's true, pull your dick out. Don't what me? My breaks aren't long enough for that. Get it out, and let me give you my first time. I'm sure. I've been into you since you first came in the door. Yeah, undo the zipper. Actually, help me get my jeans off too. Oh my god, do you like my ass? I was not wearing jeans this tight to show off. They're just all I own. Now help me get them off, or I'm gonna have to leave you here with your dick hanging out. I'll just get the button and the zipper. Just put it over there. Thanks. What now? Don't laugh! I told you this was spur of the moment. But I'm serious. I want it. Do you? I mean, I'm pretty sure you didn't expect this. So I want to know that this is okay. You're sure? I... Guide me, alright? Stroke it? I can do that. It's like a guitar neck, right? I mean, I was joking, but not really. Uh-huh. Like this? Oh. Mm-hmm. You're getting so hard. I'm so happy. I can hear your breathing. Getting heavier. Am I doing it right? Oh, yeah, touch me too. Fuck, right there. Fuck. Am I wet already? Ugh. It usually takes me a while, so I'm just surprised. But you're touching me so good. Oh. My thighs are soft. I guess so, yeah. Oh, I'll try anything for you. So I just squeeze them together like this. Does your cock feel good between my thighs? Yeah. Are my juices making it nice and slick? Oh. I really like your shaft pressed against my pussy. Oh. That feels really good. Oh my god. Grinding on my clit like this. Oh, mm-hmm. Grab my waist. Oh. Kiss me, please. Yeah, you can put it inside if you want. I want it too. Just, I need you to come in my mouth, okay? Because I'm totally not ready for a kid. I'm barely taking care of myself, like, seriously. And I don't have any condoms, so come in my mouth, yeah? I'm ready. I'm nervous, but, like, a good nervous. Yeah, I can bend over the desk. Like this. Please, be gentle. I'm already bearing my heart. I'm gorgeous. Shut up. I'm not blushing. Just shove your dick in. I mean, don't shove it in, but I'm ready for real. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No. It's... just wait. Is that the whole thing? Not even half? Oh, it feels like a lot. I'm okay. You can move. Slowly. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, am I too tight? No. That's good. Oh, God. Yes, right there. I'd feel bad if I was hurting you or, like, not talking enough. Perfect. Fuck. I'm blushing so bad. I hate it. Fuck, I love this. Oh, I love you. Yeah, I do. No, I do. Can you give me my... I'm gonna go. Fuck. I think I'm gonna come. Oh, keep fucking me right there. Oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Need to pull out. Oh, fuck. You're gonna come. Okay. Oh, God. My body's still shaking. And fuck, I can get on my knees. In my mouth, please. Right here. I had to swallow it all. But it tasted way better than I thought. I couldn't let it get anywhere. Do you feel good now? Oh, there's still some cum leaking out. I can't waste any. This is my first time. I want to savor every moment. Was I good? Oh, yeah? Hardest orgasm you ever had? Can you hand me my panties and jeans? Actually, keep my panties. If I really want them back, I'll come home and get them. Well, if we're gonna live together, going to your place would mean going home, so that's why I said it like that. I'll slowly bring my stuff to work so you can take it home. It's not much, just clothes. All my guitars can stay here. Oh, I guess you'd have to take my vinyls. Mm-hmm. I have a whole collection. Oh, fuck. Pops is calling for me. I lost track of time. Holy shit. Fuck. Okay. Listen. I really don't want to leave. Being totally honest, but I have to. Even if I'm moving in with you, I have to earn a bit of money. Do I look okay? Not too obvious that I just had sex. What? Oh my god. You cannot tell just because I'm smiling right now. That's rude. Seriously though, I need to go. I can take lunch in like an hour. And I'd really like to spend it with you. There's so much for us to talk about now. I should probably find out where we live for one. I know you live near there, but I need the address. What if I can't even find our house, huh? I guess I am pretty eager. I mean, after what just happened, wouldn't you be too? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what I thought. But for real, time for me to get back to work. I'll see you soon, though, yeah?